Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning, Chairman. My name is Michael Halliday, and I'm here today as a proxy for Australian shareholder John Johnston. And I would like to ask some questions on behalf of Stephen Mayne, who sent his apologies for this year. I'll hold for the laughter. I have two questions on the director elections. The first relates to Natalie Bancroft. Chairman, we agreed to appoint a member of the Bancroft family to the board as part of the Dow Jones acquisition. The selection of 27-year-old Natalie Bancroft, a professionally trained opera singer based in Italy, raised plenty of eyebrows. Could we please hear from Ms. Bancroft about what value she added to the board and how she regards progress at Dow Jones?
I think Ms. Bancroft is she's welcome, but she's very modest. I would simply say that she is one of the most diligent new directors I have ever seen. She has been to all branches and all arms of the company and made very close examination of it and has deep knowledge of the company already.
My other question, Mr. Chairman, is our other newest director is James Murdoch, who I'm sure you know well, who rejoined the board last year. Could we hear from James about what went wrong with the big ITV play at BSkyB and how he is getting on as a board member? Also, people have commented that James has no background or interest in newspapers. How is he finding the job of running News International in Britain, our biggest and most important newspaper business? Also, could James please comment on whether he was comfortable with what the News of the World did to Max Mosley with those hidden cameras capturing that Nazi sex romp?
I'll let James answer for himself.
Thanks very much for your question. First of all, I mean, obviously the ITV holding at Sky is something that the Sky, the company and its management will be discussing with shareholders in due course, and I should really be leaving it to them. There's a regulatory process and a legal process around appeals and whatnot with respect to the final outcome of those reviews. With respect to the newspapers, we're only a few weeks away from our earnings statement, so it'd probably be inappropriate for me to comment on how the business is going at this point. But from a personal perspective, I can say it's a great honor and a huge challenge as well to be involved and to be able to contribute to a franchise like News International and the great brands within it. With respect to the News of the World, I'll only say that I have absolute faith in the journalists and editors at all of our titles in the UK, and I stand behind them.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Stephen Mayne and John Johnston.